Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Can bread be medicine? That might sound like folk wisdom, but I want to tell you about one person's story. In the 1970s, there was a Japanese man named Daichi Shuso, who had been working on train control systems for the Shinkansen. One day, a doctor told him he had cancer and gave him 6 months to live. He had heard that wheat bran, wheat germ, and lactic acid bacteria might be beneficial to the body, so he traveled to Italy and Austria to learn bread making and put together a bread-centered diet tailored specifically for himself. Slowly, he brought his health back. I came across this story in a book about bread by Shiga Katsuhiro. Shiga says it was through Daichi that he truly came to appreciate the importance of the symbiotic relationship between lactic acid bacteria and yeast for the human body. What I find striking is that Daichi's dietary approach was something he arrived at in the 1970s, and all he had to work with was his own body. The systematic scientific research that would catch up to his experience wouldn't come until nearly half a century later. A 2021 randomized controlled trial from Stanford, published in Cell, followed 36 adults over 17 weeks, and found that only the group consuming fermented foods showed a sustained increase in microbiome diversity and a corresponding decrease in inflammatory markers. The testimony came before the evidence with most of a lifetime in between, but the point I really want to make is this: Shiga holds to one firm principle. Bread must never be made to function like medicine. It has to taste good first. Only then does the conversation about health even begin to matter. The concept of food as medicine is not about treating food as a pharmaceutical. It's about the things you eat every day, gradually, incrementally, composing who you are. You don't have to wait until you are sick to start paying attention.